Everybody hear me okay? Okay, wonderful. First off, I'd like to thank you and for coming and attending service tonight. I would like to start by saying that we performed the candlelight service as a reflection of understanding that Jesus Christ is a light that was brought into the darkness of the world for us to be able to have the choice to ultimately choose his sacrifice, to be able to be cleansed of our sins, to be able to be seen cleansed and washed by the Father, and to be able to spend eternity with him. So tonight what I've done is I've asked all the people who normally perform a variety of functions for our normal services, such as the praise team, such as audio, video. I've asked all of them to be able to take a break today and focus on that one simple reason for the season, and that is to understand that we are on the eve of the coming of the great Savior, and I wanted to allow everybody's focus to be simply on that light and the forthcoming things that we're going to be given to us as a result of God choosing to send his Son to be robed into flesh, to live that sinless life, and to be offered as a sacrifice ultimately for our sins. So if you would, I'd like to open us in prayer and we will begin service tonight. Dear Lord, we come before you, grateful children of the Most High God. We thank you for loving us enough that you chose to send your only begotten Son simply to save us, to allow us to have a choice to step away from the sin that started all the way back in the garden, to have a choice to accept that sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross was not only unto him because he lived that sinless life, but to choose that sacrifice was not only made by you offering your Son, but it was made by him for our sins so that we would have a chance for an atonement, for a cleansing, and to spend eternity gathered back together with you. So it's in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. To begin tonight's service, we're going to begin with the last lighting of the Advent candle.
Before we get to that, we have two more that need to come on our calendar. And because I didn't really see any little guys, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to have one of our older big kids put Mary and baby Jesus on. So can I get Verlton to pick out 24 and 25 and put them on here, please? Yep.
24.
Or 23 and 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see 25.
Right there. That's baby Jesus. We're going to put him up on the manger, though, Bolton. Yep, right up there. Yep. Then you got 23. Yep. Yep, there's Mary. And I think she's over here. Perfect. Thank you. I know, he got put on the spot for that one. All right, can I get you to do this while I'm reading, please? All right, so we are going to do adoration. So for Christmas Eve, we're lighting the white candle tonight. Light the white center candle, the Christ candle. It represents Jesus, the light of the world, who has come to bring salvation and light to all. White symbolizes purity and holiness, reflecting the sinless nature of Christ. John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we light the Christ candle, We celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus, who came to be with us. We adore you, Jesus, and welcome you into our hearts and homes. May your light fill us, and may we reflect your love, joy, peace, and hope to a world in need. Thank you for the gift of Christ, our Savior and King. Amen.
Isaiah 9:6-7, we read, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." In Micah 5:2-4, we read, "But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure. For now, he shall be great to the end of the earth." I'm going to read for you the first verse of praise from the psalm, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." O little town of Bethlehem, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. In Luke 2, 4 through 7, we read, And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling and laid him in a manger. But there was no place for them in the inn. If you will, please join me. We're going to lift our voices in praise and sing Away in a Manger. Second chapter, we read, And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. If you will, listen as I read the very first verse. Angels we have heard on high. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. In Luke, second chapter, verses 15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Many of us have heard the progression leading up to the birth of Christ. Sometimes the connection issue is how do we apply this in our personal lives. So I have a few words that God has given me, and I'd like to share those with you tonight. If you will, join me in prayer before I begin. Lord, thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the gathering of these people who recognize that your Son gave his life for the forgiveness of our sins after that 33-year venture of living a sinless life among a sinful world. For all the gifts that we've received from this sacrifice, we praise and bless you in your Son's holy name. Amen. Well, here we are. It's Christmas Eve. And as we all know, an Eve is the time right before something is about to happen. Some of you may remember being in the eve of something great in your life, some significant moment. Maybe it was the night before you got married. Maybe it was the night before the birth of a child. Well, on this Christmas Eve, I want to make mention the eve of three great occasions in the life of our world. First, this is the eve of a great Savior. Beloved in attendance, we need a Savior. Ever since the entrance of sin into the world, this world has needed a Savior. God knew that. Not only did he know that, he promised us a Savior. God promised one who would defeat evil. In Genesis 3:15, we read, in the Garden of Eden, God pronounces both a curse upon the serpent and a prophecy of hope for the world concerning a Savior who would be born. God said, I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. From the very beginning of sin coming into the world, we were looking forward to the eve of a great Savior. One who would bring salvation for the world, one who would rescue us from sin, one who would crush the head of Satan. This is the eve of the great Savior for the world. This is also the eve for the great Savior in our lives. There was a time when we were without Jesus. We were lost in our sin. It was in that moment, on the eve of our salvation, that God reached out to us and brought us hope. He brought us salvation by the work of the great Savior. The Apostle John tells us in John 3:16 and 17, for God so loved the world in this way, he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. This world was cursed by sin and death, but God fixed that problem by sending the greatest blessing the world has ever seen. The great Savior rescued us from the curse of sin and death. Tonight, Christmas Eve, we celebrate and remember the coming of our Savior. Some of you may be in the eve right now of experiencing the great Savior. If you are, give yourself to Him now. Experience His love. Experience His salvation. Second, this is the eve of a great life. I don't know about you, but I can remember vividly what life was like without Jesus. I remember the fear of dying, the guilt I carried because of my sinful life, my searching for purpose for living, and the emptiness that the things of this world could not satisfy. But because of the coming of our great Savior, who was born in a manger, grew up as a man, gave His life on the cross, and rose from the dead, we are now set free from death, and we have great life. Paul says in Romans 8, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those in Jesus Christ, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Peter says that in our life in Jesus is a living hope. He says in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, for and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, kept in heaven for you. Our hope is not found in the blessings of this world, but in the heavenly blessings of God. Before Jesus, we were in the eve of a great life, but in Jesus, we have a living hope. Maybe some of you are close to experiencing the great life that God has in store for you in Jesus. Actually, you're just a prayer away from Jesus changing your life forever. On Christmas Eve, as we look forward to what tomorrow brings with Christmas, let us now look to God with anticipation of the new life that He brings. Finally, let's remember that now we are on the eve of a great eternity. As we read earlier, Peter spoke of an inheritance that is imperishable, kept in heaven for us, each one of us. Part of that inheritance is the promise of a great eternity with God, our Creator and our Father in heaven. This inheritance is secured by the work of Jesus Christ. Listen to how this eternity is described in Revelation 22, 1 through 5. Then He showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the city's main street. The tree of life was on each side of the river, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree are for healing the nations, and there will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. People will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will give them light, and He will reign forever and forever. No matter what you are going through now, no matter how treacherous this world becomes, tonight reminds us that we are on the eve of a great eternity where God will take away all suffering, all pain, and we will have a life with Him forever in that great heavenly city. Christmas makes that possible. Jesus Himself spoke about the blessing of eternity that would come through Him. In John 11, we read, Jesus was speaking to a woman named Martha. The scripture said, Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord. She told him, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world. Beloved, do you believe it? Do you believe we are now at the eve of a great eternity? The coming of Jesus into our world brought with it the promise of a great eternity with God that has with it beautiful and wonderful heavenly blessings forever and ever. Christmas means that God didn't leave us all alone. He came to rescue us, you and I. And so we have joy, hope, love, and peace with God if we have placed our trust simply in Him. As we celebrate and we remember Christmas Eve, look forward with anticipation as a great day. Also remember that God has already brought about great days, and we are at the eve of many more great days. With Jesus, God has brought us and will continue to bring us all kinds of blessings. Let us enjoy them with joy and gratitude. Remember the great Savior. Experience a great life. Look forward to a great eternity. And as we prepare to close, listen to what the Bible says about sin, repentance, faith, and redemption. From the book of Romans, as it is written, there is none who are righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you haven't enjoyed God's blessing, I would implore you to simply turn to Jesus today. And if you will, bow your heads. I would like to pray a blessing over the congregation. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face to you and give you peace. Amen. For our closing song, we are going to be lighting our candles and we're going to do silent night and observation. evening that you recognize that we are on the eve of the birth of our great Savior, but if you have not chosen to make that simple prayer and accept it,